The Town and Gown Players present Lynn Nottage's Sweat, December 7th through the 16th at the Athens Community Theater. Winner of the 2017 Pulitzer Prize for Drama, Sweat takes place in Reading, Pennsylvania, the heart of a struggling working class America. Joining me in the studio to talk about this production, please welcome cast members Tracy Brown and Travis Williams. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
So let me start with Tracy, if I may. Can you tell me a little bit about, or either one of you can weigh in on this, can you talk a little bit about Town and Gown?
Town and Gown is an amazing theater. It's a community theater. It's the longest running theater in Georgia that's volunteer based.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been with the group?
This is my second production with Town and Gown.
Okay. Travis, I heard a rumor that this is your first production with Town and Gown. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. It is.
And how's it worked out so far for you? What has your experience been?
So far, so good. I really enjoyed the experience. Beth is a good director.
Mm-hmm.
She has a style that I enjoy and find quite useful. And I really like the venue. The space is a really wonderful space, probably 100 seats in there. I'm really excited about opening night.
How long have you guys been rehearsing?
About a month.
And what is it that attracts you to this particular work?
This particular body of work is fantastic because it speaks to a lot of what people are going through today.
Mm-hmm.
Regular individuals who have jobs that they've worked on, the industries in the towns,
mm-hmm.
themselves drive the town. And when those industries go away, what happens to the town and what happens to the relationships of the people there?
Mm-hmm. And what is your role?
My role is Cynthia. Mm-hmm. She's a married woman with a child, mm-hmm. an adult child. And her and her husband are both battling with these issues of what happens when industry leaves.
Right. Travis, how about you?
I play the role of Brucey. That is, I am Cynthia's husband, mm-hmm. estranged husband,
oh.
and the estranged father of Chris, another character in the play.
Mm-hmm.
And when the play opens up, I've been on strike now for almost 2 years. And in that time period, got hooked on heroin. Life is really taking its toll on me as the play opens up.
Sounds like it's a very complicated set of scenario. For somebody who's never been to the Athens Community Theater or never seen a Town and Gown performance, what would you tell them about this one? Why come to this one?
Well, this one is really, really engaging in a lot of ways that are that speak to a lot of socially relevant issues.
Mm-hmm.
Reading, PA, which is the setting for the play, is like Tracy was saying, one of those towns where everyone works at the factory and the factory is the driving force behind the family life and the social life and the economic prosperity. And when these factories are starting to shut down, these people are really feeling the hurt because everything is collapsing. Everything they've known, the security, the things their parents did, the things their parents did is really coming to a close. It's pivoting from a different way of life. The play opens up in 2000, mm-hmm. Right before the Bush election, and takes a time jump throughout the play to 2008, right before the Obama election.
Right.
And so it's really cool how it speaks to those, to the political dynamics and landscape of 2000 and 2008,
mm-hmm.
Distinctly, even though those were disparate times and disparate political issues. It speaks to those without being political at all, really.
Interesting. That sounds like quite the challenge. Is that something that you credit to the writer, or is that in order to not be political about it, but to touch on those subjects?
For sure. She chose the poorest town in mm-hmm. the United States, which is Reading, Pennsylvania, as the base for the play.
Mm-hmm.
And she definitely did a fantastic job of being able to touch on all of these issues without touching on those other political issues that can sometimes overshadow the actual meaning of
right.
exactly what is simply going on with each individual in their
right,
home
right.
and in the town.
I
mean, it talks about free trade without getting into the muck and mire of what free trade really is. It
mm-hmm.
talks about race without being racial. It talks about ageism, injury, capitalism, the human cost of capitalism, all of those things without it being too heavy-handed on the nose at all.
This sounds like something that really is very thought-provoking. Might even spawn some interesting discussions after the fact.
For sure.
Do you guys get into those discussions during rehearsals?
Yes.
in the context of whatever my character is kind of complaining about, I guess. But I don't know. You think so?
I think we take time outside of rehearsal to have those conversations where we can just really discuss and just really get into what do we feel that these individuals are actually going through dealing with.
Right, right.
She did an awesome job writing this.
So, you've brought a selection for us. Can you tell us what we're going to hear?
You're going to hear an interaction between a husband and a wife who are having difficulties in their marriage due to what has happened with the industry, with the loss of job. So they come across each other by accident, and this is what's going to happen when they do. What's that?
I'm in a program.
And is having a drink part of that program?
It's not the same.
I beg to differ.
That's all you got to say?
What you want me to say?
Just want to show you I'm trying.
Okay.
And?
We done?
Yeah.
Okay, nice piece of paper. Maybe I'd be impressed if it was a pay stub. You call your son?
How is he doing?
Good. Evolution. He's growing into his own self. Did Chris tell you his news?
Nah.
He got into Albright.
Psh, for real?
Is that all you gotta say? You know, he really wants you to... Forget it. Just call him, Kay. He's starting in September.
College. So who's gonna pay for it?
He is.
You gonna let him walk away from that steady paycheck at the plant? You ask me. You're a doggone fool if he do that.
Good advice. How's that working out for you? Look, if you speak to him, do me a favor. Say you're proud of him and leave it at that. Don't put any other ideas in his head, because if you do, so help me God. This is a good thing, and you should be proud of him.
I'm just saying, we don't even got to do this in front of everybody.
Say nothing for a change.
Tracy Brown and Travis Williams, cast members of Sweat, and kind of a powerful moment there between a husband and wife, or estranged husband and wife.
Very.
So what's been your favorite part of doing this so far, Travis?
Getting to know Brucey, my character, getting to know his point of view. His story really plays out in a lot of ways to mirror the decline of that factory worker lifestyle and opportunity. You know, this is a guy who was thinking, just like his dad, he would work at a factory for his whole life. He essentially did all the right things. He isn't like he was known to be a cheater or a con guy or anything like that. And the factory, you know, basically abandoned these guys. And he is really feeling it. He's the last man standing, but he's barely standing.
Yeah, yeah. Tracy, how about you? What is your favorite part of the production?
Getting to understand Cynthia. Mm-hmm. She's a very, very loving woman. She's a very strong-willed woman. She wants everything to work out for everybody, mm-hmm. and she's willing to fight hard for that.
Okay, what am I not asking you about this production that you would like to maybe bring up?
You already said opening night is December 7th.
Opening night. Opening night is, I didn't mention the times. I am going to hit that at the end, but... Yes. In fact, is there anything different about opening night that you maybe want to mention people come out for that one night?
I love opening night. It's really exciting. You get a chance to see the actors in their roles for a mass audience for the first time. Second night, third night, people have worked kinks out. People are masters at that point.
Right.
You know, at first night, you get the raw emotion of it. You're able to, as an actor, to tap into things that sometimes feel accessible in later productions, and it's just a really exciting event.
That's true.
Yeah. It's interesting that you mentioned the raw emotion, and it's obvious that the subject matter that you are delving into is equally layered with emotion.
It is. And the direction that Beth has, our director, Beth Kaczynski, has placed on it, the way that she's guided us into having these particular dynamics show through the play, it just intensifies the whole subject matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I have a question. One question, not probably won't put it in anywhere, but Sean Polite is one of our cast members here at WUGA. What role is he playing?
What role does Sean play?
Sean's big guy, very soft-spoken.
Sean. Oh, he's a parole officer.
He's like Evan, the parole officer.
Oh, awesome.
He's a kick-butt parole officer.
Yes,
like
he is.
That's wonderful.
His scene is really kind of intense.
Oh,
his
is it?
Scene,
yeah.
It has a lot of, he has a couple scenes, and they're really kind of wacky. They go places.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's like, oh, you know.
Good, good.
I think the audience at certain point, especially, like, he opens up the play.
Oh, okay.
And I think that they'll be like, oh, what is happening here?
Yeah,
for
yeah.
Sure.
Excellent. Well, I hope to come out and see it. Is it a family-friendly production or not?
No.
Okay,
I would say, I don't think that's fair. It's a couple F-bombs and
right.
D-words.
Mm-hmm.
And
so maybe not for... little kids.
Exactly.
Maybe not. But
got
a middle
it.
Schooler
exactly.
Learning about taking a social studies or
yes.
Thinking about the human condition,
right,
yes.
Right.
I think can work with it.
For sure.
Excellent. Travis Williams and Tracy Brown, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
The production is Sweat by Lynn Nottage, December 7th through the 16th, this weekend and next, at the Athens Community Theater. Showtimes are at 8 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and 2 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, ShowClicks, that's ShowClix.com, or 706-208-TOWN, that's 706-208-8696. To hear the full discussion with Tracy and Travis, check out our Spotlight interviews on our website at WUGA.org. For WUGA, I'm Michael Carden.